Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hi, Zach. How's it going today?
I'm good. I'm good. What can I do for you?
We're trying to see if our business can get a small loan here. We're trying to get some stuff back up and going.
Okay.
Like a small loan to help us out.
Yeah. Did you receive a mailer from us by chance?
Yeah, I did.
Was there a 16-digit reservation code on there? If you could repeat that back to me, that would allow me to, look at the information that we have on file for you, and then we can see how we can help you out.
2311 4801.
Okay.
0033.
Okay.
54528.
545. You said.
I said 4528 on the last four.
Okay, 4528. I'm sorry. 4528. One moment, please. And that's computer's a little slow this morning. Okay. And is this WJH Express LLC?
Correctamundo.
All righty. And then I am speaking with
Steve.
How's it going this morning, Steve?
Pretty good.
Hey, and Steve, we got a new phone system about 2 weeks ago. We've had a couple dropped calls here and there. What would be a good number, if God forbid the call were to drop, that I could reach back out to you on?
Sure. The number is 414.
Okay.
507-0031.
Great. Thank you. All right. So I just want to confirm a little bit of information that we do have on file for you. Are you still located at the 5032 West Forest Home Avenue address in Milwaukee, Wisconsin?
Yes, sir.
All righty. And then the business classification, is it a proprietorship, a partnership, a S-Corp, C-Corp, LLC?
Yes,
sir. I'm sorry, was that an S-Corp? Okay. All righty. So what you received was an offer for funding. If you let me know what you're looking to do, we do have a multitude of programs. We can guide you in the right direction and see if we can find a good fit to assist your business.
Okay.
So what were you looking to do? Bring on some equipment or some capital or a little bit of both?
A little bit of both. I don't even need that much. Trying to see. We only need to get a loan for $13,500. I just did the whole budget.
Okay, so you just need $13,500.
That's all.
All right. Is this just for operational expenses? Are you guys bringing on some additional employees or inventory, or what are you guys doing?
We're bringing in employees, and we need I need to get an extra vehicle, like an extra cargo van, and an extra, some extra stuff. So I mean that's about it. Well, I was going to make it an even $15,000. That's about all we need to get back going here.
Okay. Well, we do have two different programs. So we do have a working capital program, which would definitely assist you, with bringing on the additional employees. But we also have equipment financing. So we could finance that vehicle that you're looking for as well in another program. And then also have, operational capital for you as well, if that sounds like, something that would be a good fit for the business.
Yeah, it does. Uh-huh.
So two separate programs, our working capital programs. They're shorter term in length, 6 months to 24, sometimes 36 months in length, daily, weekly, and monthly payments. And they're based off the sales from the year previous for the business. Would you happen to know a ballpark on what you guys did in sales last year?
Last year we did about $400,000.
Okay. So, just based off that number, we could definitely get that 15 for you and probably upwards of, 40 to 45,000 if you really needed it. But, again, it only sounds like you need that 15. And then our equipment financing program is a little bit different. It's more like your traditional car loan, 2 to 5 years in length. It's a monthly payment, and our rates start right around 4%. And it can go up from there. There's a couple factors that, would determine what kind of rate we could get you. Your time in business. We do look at credit. How would you rate your credit by chance?
It's slipped a little bit because I'd have had a couple of things come in.
Okay.
It's probably fair right now. It's not the best right now.
Okay, like maybe high sixes, low sevens, or?
Probably like low sixes.
Okay. Yeah, the minimum credit score we would need for equipment financing is right around 600, so you definitely, you know, we could do something for you as far as that's concerned. It's a pretty simple process as well. We just have a one-page application. We would look at 6 months of the most recent business bank statements just to verify cash flow, and also the first 2 pages of the most recent tax return just to verify sales from the year previous. And do you have a quote by chance on the vehicle that you're looking at?
The vehicle I'm looking at, yeah, it's a the one vehicle. It's a straight truck.
Uh huh.
It's a straight truck. It's a 2016.
Okay.
2016 straight truck, and I don't have it in front of me right now. The paperwork.
So what would that set you back? Do you know offhand how much that's gonna run you?
I think the truck was only like about $18,000.
Okay, and so we'd want to do the truck for $18,000, and then bring on that additional $15,000 just for operational expenses. Does that sound about right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. And is this an immediate need here? Or are you just kind of in the preliminary stages, just seeing what's out there and available for you, or?
Yeah, seeing what's out there and available for me.
Okay. Have you by chance gone to your local bank and gotten any feedback from them yet, or
for our business, where we do our business banking at?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. I haven't even applied for personal loan yet with those guys yet. I was going to try that next.
Okay. Yeah, I was just curious. You know, what kind of feedback that they had given you. But again, it's a very simple process. I'd love to shoot you out some information and then our application as well, along with the requirements that we would need to see what we can make available for you. Typically, we can have feedback for you in about 24 hours. You know, if it's a good fit, we can actually have funds wired into your account in another 48 hours. Equipment does take a little bit longer, but again, it's all a pretty expedited process.
Okay, that's understandable.
Yeah. What's a good email address that I could shoot you out some information in our application?
A good email address would be WJH Express.
Okay.
At Outlook.com.
Okay. What I'm going to do, I'll put together a little packet for you of info. I'll include in both applications for working capital and equipment financing. And then I'm going to include the documentation that we'd require to see what we make available to you. Also going to put my direct dial on there. So if you have any questions gathering that information, you can always reach out to me. You know, I'm here to help. And, you know, I feel like I've been doing a lot of talking. Did you have any further questions for me at this point?
No, not at all.
Okay. So, yeah, if you keep your eyes peeled, I'll have that email over to you in about 10 minutes. And then would you like me to give you a couple days to look over everything and then follow up with you maybe on Wednesday or Thursday? Or?
Sure, that would be perfect.
Okay. And what would be the best time to reach back out to you? Is this a good time?
Yeah, any time in the morning is great.
What's
your name again?
My name is Zach, spelled Z-A-C-H.
Okay, Zach. Yeah, I appreciate that, buddy.
Yeah, no problem. I'm putting you in my calendar right now, setting that time. So there's a two-hour difference between us right now, right? You're in Wisconsin?
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Because it's 9:50 right now. Is it 11:50 over there?
Yep. Where are you at?
I'm in San Diego, California, over on the other side of the world.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah. How's the weather out in Wisconsin today?
It's actually nice. I can't believe it.
Nice. I didn't see how the Packers did yesterday. Did they win?
You know what? I didn't even follow up on it myself because I'm a Patriots fan.
Oh, man. Okay, we don't have to talk then. I know what happened yesterday with that. Yeah.
My Patriots lost. I got mad.
Dude, I was at that Charger game yesterday, and that was unbelievable. Blow a 13-point lead with 6 minutes left. Just I'm still not ready to talk. Still not ready to talk about it. I don't think. But yeah, Yeah, but you know, let me put this email together for you, and I'll have it out there in about 10 minutes, and then I'll give you a holler about this time on Wednesday, just to make sure that you received everything and you know, answer any further questions that you may have.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, no problem. And in the meantime, you know, again, if you do have any, you know, further questions, you can always reach out to me. My direct dial will be on the email. And again, I'm always here to help.
Okay, sure,
all right.
No problem. I appreciate your help.
Yeah, no problem, Steve. And then we'll talk on Wednesday.
Okay, thanks a lot, buddy.
Yeah, have a great afternoon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.